8. Praying as a personal experience. There is a truly spontaneous aspect to prayer, for primitive man found himself praying long before he had any clear concept of a God. Early man was wont to pray in two diverse situations. When in dire need, he experienced the impulse to reach out for help, and when jubilant, he indulged the impulsive expression of joy. Prayer is not an evolution of magic. They each arose independently. Magic was an attempt to adjust deity to conditions. Prayer is the effort to adjust the personality to the will of deity. True prayer is both moral and religious. Magic is neither. Prayer may become an established custom. Many pray because others do. Still others pray because they fear something direful may happen if they do not offer their regular supplications. To some individuals, prayer is the calm expression of gratitude, to others, a group expression of praise, social devotions. Sometimes it is the imitation of another's religion, while in true praying it is the sincere and trusting communication of the spiritual nature of the creature with the anywhere presence of the spirit of the Creator. Prayer may be a spontaneous expression of God consciousness or a meaningless recitation of theologic formulas. It may be the ecstatic praise of a God-knowing soul, or the slavish obeisance of a fear-ridden mortal. It is sometimes the pathetic expression of spiritual craving, and sometimes the blatant shouting of pious praises. Prayer may be joyous praise, or a humble plea for forgiveness. Prayer may be the childlike plea for the impossible, or the mature entreaty for moral growth and spiritual power. A petition may be for daily bread, or may embody a wholehearted yearning to find God and to do His will. It may be a wholly selfish request, or a true and magnificent gesture toward the realization of unselfish brotherhood. Prayer may be an angry cry for vengeance, or a merciful intercession for one's enemies. It may be the expression of a hope of changing God, or the powerful technique of changing one's self. It may be the cringing plea of a lost sinner before a supposedly stern judge, or the joyful expression of a liberated son of the living and merciful Heavenly Father. Modern man is perplexed by the thought of talking things over with God in a purely personal way. Many have abandoned regular praying. They only pray when under unusual pressure, in emergencies. Man should be unafraid to talk to God. But only a spiritual child would undertake to persuade or presume to change God. But real praying does attain reality. Even when the air currents are ascending, no bird can soar except by outstretched wings. Prayer elevates man because it is a technique of progressing by the utilization of the ascending spiritual currents of the universe. Genuine prayer adds to spiritual growth, modifies attitudes, and yields that satisfaction which comes from communion with divinity. It is a spontaneous outburst of God consciousness. God answers man's prayer by giving him an increased revelation of truth, an enhanced appreciation of beauty, and an augmented concept of goodness. Prayer is a subjective gesture, but it contacts with mighty objective realities on the spiritual levels of human experience. It is a meaningful reach by the human for superhuman values. It is the most potent spiritual growth stimulus. Words are irrelevant to prayer. They are merely the intellectual channel in which the river of spiritual supplication may chance to flow. The word value of a prayer is purely auto-suggestive in private devotions and socio-suggestive in group devotions. God answers the soul's attitude, not the words. Prayer is not a technique of escape from conflict, but rather a stimulus to growth in the very face of conflict. Pray only for values, not things, for growth, not for gratification.